Hi everybody, this is Tracy. Tonight I'm making a movie about loaning narcissists money. And it's really important to understand and see if perhaps the person that you've been with fits into some of these like descriptions I'm going to share with you now. Because when we loan the narcissist money, we are giving them the keys to the car. We are giving them our hard-earned money, and they are con women, and they are taking us for all that we've got. So tonight we're going to learn about this. This kind of abuse happens to anybody, young, old, rich, or poor. The person that's going to be conning you out of your money is targeting you where you are, and they're targeting you for your kindness and your generosity, and they are testing you. Every single thing they ask you and everything you do and you show them, you are showing your vulnerabilities to being emotionally and financially abused. This sort of thing starts out really slowly. It does not happen fast. The person that you're with, you know, they might be equal paying at the very beginning. They might take you out. But over time, things happen. They might have, they're waiting for a commission check. There's excuses. Their ex, their crazy effing ex, is taking them back to court. There's some kind of drama in their life. Their car just died. There's always some sort of thing that makes them test you. And when they test us, it's again on the small things. Oops, I forgot my card, or I don't have any cash on me. Can you pick up lunch? Then it turns into something where they are doing it more often, or they're upping the game and they're expecting you to buy the concert tickets instead of offering or even sharing that expense. When you loan them money and they come to you, sometimes they will ask you for money. That's one type of this sort of abuser, the bold one. Then there's the type that is going to manipulate you into feeling sorry for them. So sorry that this is happening. So sorry. You could almost feel their pain that they are in this situation and having to bear this shame in asking you. You can feel it. And they know it. You are ripe for the picking. And so it begins. When you help them and you loan them money, expect to be rewarded. They always reward you. Always good to know and always good to expect it. When you help them, the love bombing begins. If there's sex involved in your relationship, expect a really good night. You're going to be the king, you're going to be the queen, you're going to be pampered and shown all kinds of love, which is very confusing to us because we think they're being grateful. Oh boy, it's back to the way it used to be. How exciting. Well, the problem is that they're actually testing you, and while you're thinking that it was gratitude, here's the things that are going through their mind. Wow, I could manipulate them with guilt. It worked. Check. Either they can ascertain if they've done like enough priming to begin to extract money from you. It's a test, it's a dribble, it's a grab a soda, you know, just normal things. And of course you go along with them, watch for the game to be upped. So gratitude is not what they're thinking. No, not at all. It's an act. And it's a mask. And this is where they pretend that they have feelings. That shame. Oh, you can feel it. What's really happening is that they're the king or the queen because they have just figured you out. You have opened the safe and they are very excited. You've been conned. You've been conned by a con man or a con woman. And someone that is a con man or a con woman can be a narcissist. They can be a sociopath, any cluster B, or they can just be an idiot con man thief. These are the signs that narcissists do. And when they intentionally use manipulation and the dangling carrot of love or friendship to manipulate you out of money, then they are a con man. Over time, they up the game. As I said, you might start by paying for vacations, paying for cars, or even paying their rent. Might come to you with good credit, and they might come to you with really bad credit. And when they come to you with really bad credit, you're going to have to save them. I'm sure there's a very good story of why they ruined their credit, and it wasn't their fault. The next kind of person that does this, I'm going to call them the freeloader. You start dating and maybe they are in between jobs or maybe they just lose their job. But suddenly you're the only one working and they are using your money for everything. They've moved in because they've lost their place and they're now staying with you and you're paying for everything. This sort of situation is going to create incredible resentment on your part, and you're going to lose your sanity. It's not a good thing, but as soon as you pull away and you get angry with them, they're going to start love bombing you. They're going to come back, and all of the bad things, they're going to promise to get a job, they're going to take any job now, it's okay. They'll do what it takes to keep you. Over time, when this happens, victims get caught in this cycle of abuse and they really become hopeless and they don't know how to stop it. Then the person could become Casper the Friendly Ghost and start to disappear after they borrow money. It's a very common trick, and it's really frustrating because if someone is telling you that you know, they needed to borrow money because their dog was sick, or, you know, there's always some sort of emergency. Maybe it's their car was broken and things like that. They come to you with this horrible sob story and you loan them money and then they disappear and they ghost you. And sometimes it's for a short period of time, at least it will be in the beginning. And then it's going to take bigger and bigger intervals in between because they can get away with it. They're going to push it a little farther. And you know what? They're going to come back when they need money. They're going to come back to you, the supply, the ATM. This cycle goes round and round and round and round, and it's not going to stop. The other kind of this financial con man, I want to call the Madoff con man. This is the high scale type of abuser. They come in looking like they have a good job. They come in with a professional like outlook, a nice car. They've got their own home. They're not needy. They're financially safe and you know, good. Same kind of control that we just saw in all of these other steps. They're starting with, oops, buy me lunch. Oops, buy me a vacation. Oops, I'll catch you the next time. And it goes up and it goes up and it goes up and you're giving them thousands and thousands of dollars a month, and you don't even see them that often. This is how it can end up. If you are in one of the lower states, you are going to have to wake up and figure this out because it's not going to get any better. They will ruin your credit. They will drive you crazy, and eventually you're going to lose your job. And do you know what happens when you lose your job? you're going to lose them. Yep, suddenly they hop out of bed and go get a job and you never see them again because you're not worth it. You don't have the money. You're the supply that doesn't have any money. There was no love there. A normal person would stand beside the person who's just been taking care of them. But you're with a narcissist. You need to learn how to protect yourself. They are always testing you. So it's your turn to start testing. And if it's in the beginning of a new relationship after you've been with a narcissist already, if it's in the beginning, then you start testing them. And this is what I want you to say. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that at this time. That's it. Okay, so that was easy, right? No, I'm sorry, I can't do that at this time. That was also easier, right? But this is a test to them. A normal person, if they asked you for something and you said no, would respect that as a boundary. This is the test. If the person comes back asking for more money, then look again. This isn't good. You want someone who is financially secure. You've already been brain fucked and screwed over by one narcissist. If you're watching this video, you do not want to have this happen again. You need to stand up for yourself. If you're already in a relationship with someone right now, you're going to have to see the light. See that this is financial abuse. See that they are conning you out of your money and try to get out. Find any way that you possibly can. We need to stand on our own two feet. We have been battened down before and we've been like financially ruined. We must get financially secure. It's only in being financially secure that no one can have a hold over us. And when we are financially secure, we are financially responsible. And that means to take care of yourself before you give money to people, no matter how good a kisser they are. Everything should be equal. And if you're in a place in your life, you need to find someone who is financially responsible. We need to protect our financial futures. And all you have to do is say no. And yes, you are going to risk having them go away. If you say no to loaning them $500 and you say no and they go away, guess what? That sucks. But you know what would suck worse? Is if they took your money and then didn't come back. You have to realize this is a game. This is just one tiny silo of the crap that can happen with narcissists. The crap that can happen to us with a financial con man or woman. Protect yourself. Say no. Don't give them any excuse. Don't give them any reasons why. Well, I can't, but, you know, I have my rent coming up and maybe at the end of the month or, you know. Don't open those doors. They don't have to know your financial position. They don't have to know anything about your money. Be careful. This is Tracy. That's all I got. Have a good night.